on the stove.
Yeah.
Okay.
A fan. Get your fingers out of a fan. Okay. And the last one, you should have said it. Your butt. Get your fingers out of your butt.
Ew.
There you go.
How many kids are walking around with their fingers up their butt?
Yeah.
And how long do you have your finger in the fan?
Until you learn your lesson.
Chopped off.
Right.
Well, that was stupid.
Technically tied. Do you want to go round three?
I don't look at the time.
Okay, there you go. There's your answer.
Well, that was fun. There you go. The feud.
Yeah.
All right. Something we all agree on is Bruno Mars. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Yes. Excellent.
Got your flakes and your oats.
Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Serial Killers, and listen today.
Am I spitting everywhere?
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Capital One offers no fees or minimums on checking accounts, and most Capital One cafes are open 7 days a week to assist with your banking needs. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
The color of my blood, you're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I want to touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past the satellites. Touch me like you do. What are you waiting for? Fading in.
on the edge of paradise. Every inch of your skin is a holy grail I've gotta find. Only you can set my heart on fire. On fire. Yeah, I'll let you set the pace, 'cause I'm not thinking straight. My head's spinning around, I can't see clear no more. What are you waiting for?
Music plays here.
Yes.
C100.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up,
grab
girl?
My glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. 'Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, toes. Trying on all our clothes, clothes. Boys blowing up our phones, phones. Dropped up and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties, trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No, don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No, ain't got a care in the world, but got plenty of beer. Ain't got no money in my pocket, but I'm already here. And now the dudes are lining up, 'cause they hear we got swagger. But we kick them to the curb unless they look like Mick Jagger. I'm talking about everybody getting crunk, crunk. Boys try to touch my junk, junk. Gonna smack him if he getting too drunk, drunk. Nah, nah, we go until they kick us out, out. The police shut us down, down. Police shut us down, down. Ho, ho, shut us down. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight.
don't start till I walk in.
Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop now.
Superstars, we it up. It's about damn time to live it up. I'm so sick of being so serious. It's making my brain delirious. I'm just talking true. I'm telling you about the shit we do. We're selling our clothes, sleeping in cars, dressing it down, hitting on dudes hard. Got that glitter on my eyes. Stockings ripped all up the side. Looking sick and sexy. DJ, turn it up, 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 up.
DJ, turn it up, 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 up.
DJ, turn it up, up.
You know, one story we really didn't talk about is that bungee cord jumper in Brazil.
Oh, God.
Did you see the story that came out yesterday about that?
Yes.
Why are you whispering?
Because it's awful. Like, it's like one of those things that is so horrible, like you don't want to say it out loud.
Because she was alive?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. The story, as I heard it, you know, fill in the blanks where I'm wrong, is she was not harnessed at all, right?
Nope. Nothing.
So, but they pushed her as if she were.
They carried her. So it was this bungee jumping place. It was in Brazil. Yeah. And they carry you to the edge of a cliff and then they toss you off the cliff to bungee jump. And they never connected the bungee. There were three people there. Not one actually connected it. I don't know and how.
If
the person filming didn't, I mean, they even zoomed in on the cord that wasn't connected. And then they just threw her off the cliff.
And if you watch the video, it's two guys picking her up. And walking and her over. Her.
No
How
one
do
noticed.
You not notice that there's not a thing there?
There's a story in the New York Post today about one of the guys. There are many videos of him like holding onto his kid and bungee jumping. And just, I don't know.
No.
He has been arrested. I'm sure there are several arrests.
All three of them got arrested.
They tried to run. If you see, there's videos of them trying to run and then the cops came and whatever.
Well, yeah, they realized something really bad happened. So, Gandhi, are you the only one on the show who's bungee jumped?
No. I think so. I mean, I have. Has anybody else?
I have as well.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, wait, I did.
What?
I did. Yeah. Well, I totally forgot. That was years and years ago.
Of all the things I've ever done, I think bungee jumping was easily the scariest. It was really, really high, and I'm pretty calm for the most part, but when I walked up to the edge of the platform, my leg was shaking, like, uncontrollably.
Yeah. Well, you have that second of, like, why am I doing this?
No, it was terrible.
I did mine over water, and it really wasn't all that crazily high, but so I knew I just assumed the water would save me. I don't know.
No.
I have a question. Didn't you check your stuff 50 times?
Oh,
before?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
For sure.
I was like, well, do I have this on? Do I have that
Especially
on?
Especially the most important thing. Like, you would think that if that's what they're doing, the most important thing is that the bungee is, one, connected, and two, secure. It was neither.
Yeah. And I get, like, the people that work there are supposed to double check, but you, as the person who's going to do the jumping, I would be checking 900 times.
Well, she was also up in the air, though. I'm not sure she really could have gotten the way that they were holding her.
But before you picked me up?
Yeah, you would hope.
Yeah, and when they found her, she was still alive.
Yeah.
Oh. And then, that, of course, that went south. Okay, why do we love to put ourselves in these situations? The exhilaration. I mean, you could equate that with going on a roller coaster, I guess.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
A whole different level. For some reason, we have this sometimes false sense of security when they put us in a roller coaster. We just assume that, well, we don't read a lot about roller coaster accidents, do we? But right. You know, they happen. So yeah. I don't know, man. So have you guys gone, has anyone gone skydiving?
Yeah.
No.
Twice. Andrew nearly had a heart attack when we did it. It was crazy.
But you were in tandem, though, right?
We were in tandem. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I was too. I did that.
I always wanted to do that, but I have not done
do
that.
Do it.
No, I've rappelled a building.
Right.
I've done that. That was scary. That is scary. Because they're like, just sit. I'm like, just sit. Are you crazy?
Right.
But, you know.
And also, I've done that thing where you're behind a boat and you fly in the air. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Cool. I did that.
I've done that. For some reason, you feel safe there because there's water beneath you, but yeah. I don't know if that makes you safe.
I did the one like the reverse bungee where you're on the ground in the seat. It's like a circular ball.
The slingshot. Oh, yeah, I've done that.
And they pull it and they shoot you in the sky. And back. Yeah, that's bungee, but it's just up and down.
Yeah. The backwards bungee. Yeah, we did that. Yeah. There's Six Flags has that.
Yeah, a lot of amusement parks.
I ziplined.
Ours is called the ejection seat.
Scary ziplined.
I ziplined in Singapore. While Gandhi was bungee jumping, I said, I'll take the zipline route, thanks. There's two roads. I went that way.
I ziplined over alligators in Florida.
Yeah.
That slingshot thing, one of those just malfunctioned too. Half of it broke, and the family was like bouncing around sideways.
Okay.
It was weird.
But they lived.
Yes, they're okay.
Absolutely. Thank God. So again, what is it that is so fascinating for us as human beings to feel that rush of
exhilaration? It's a thrill when you're that close. I mean, you're very close to death in a certain sense, right?
Well, it's like Daniel ziplined over alligators. It's like ziplining is not enough. Let's add alligators to the mix.
Add an alligator.
It was very cool. I was like, look at all those alligators.
I mean, can't we be satisfied with just walking the earth?
No, I guess
we're
not.
Fine.
It's that adrenaline rush. You're an adrenaline junkie. Yeah. You get this ridiculous high, and then you're like, I'm okay. Look, do it again.
And not where any of these activities are leading to something bigger, but there was a time where people were exploring flying. They would jump off mountains wearing wings.
People still do that, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, they flapped them and they failed miserably. Oh. But then, you know, the Wright brothers got that plane off the ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. One of them did. The other one got all the credit for it. Didn't do anything. But look what that turned into. That turned into a major industry that gets us from point A to point D, point B, you know, sometimes alive.
Crazy.
I don't know. Yeah, scary.
I went on the Funcular in Lisbon. And that bucket of rust felt like it was going to fail.
It's a funicular.
The funicular.
Yeah.
It's in Italy, it's the funiculare.
It was this big rocking bus, but it was held together by a string up top. It's not a string.
It's a steel cable.
A cable from the top only, but you're swinging, free swinging. And that thing felt like it was going to fall. I'm telling you.
Free
swinging. That thing had to be 100 years old. They said,
one of those did fail not too long ago in Lisbon, actually.
They've been using those for 100 years to get from the bottom to the top.
Yeah.
This is a way of life for them.
That was the one I was on, the one that failed in Lisbon.
That right in the middle of the city.
Yeah, it kept going.
I think a lot of times too, it's a mental reset. That's what I felt like skydiving did for me. It changed. I know it's going to sound corny, but it really changed my life and the way that I look at things as far as
really
what
how?
You can control. Because when you're in a plane and you're strapped to a person that is going to jump from tens of thousands of feet, and there's nothing you can do, and you jump, you just kind of have to release a lot of the oh my god, what if? Because you can't control any of it. At least that's how it was for me. Mm. I can't control it. Yeah,
it's the same. That's the same way I feel when I get into the car with scary driving. It's like, okay, I got to let loose of control and just understand that God is looking after me.
But I loved it. I thought, wow, this is great. It's just kind of like a good, once you hit the ground, it's a good thing to think about in life. Like there's stuff you can control and stuff you can't, and the stuff you can't, you let it go. Mm. Once you're out of that plane, you let it go.
Yeah, good God. But, you know, your chances of being killed in a car accident are much greater than any
absolutely.
Of the above, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But we get in that car and drive 80 miles an hour on the highway every day. Well, I don't. Yeah. I
and
slow
trust
down.
Other people.
Yeah. I don't drive fast anymore. I used to be a speed demon back in the day. Now, I get nervous driving fast because I'm afraid someone's going to slam into me or I'm going to slam into them. Hey, well, okay, so just be safe out there. Next time you go bungee jumping, remember, they need to connect. They need to connect the cord.
Yeah.
Please. Don't forget that. Let's talk about Anthony Ramos. We had him on the other day. And we heard some new music from him. And, of course, he went on to be the king of the Puerto Rican Day Parade here in New York City this past weekend. And we have all this music, all these New York City songs that we're playing, getting ready for the next parade on Thursday. A lot of these songs became popular. This is one from Anthony Ramos. I have not heard this connected to the Knicks yet. May we officially connect this to the Knicks since it's a New York City song?
That would be
makes
great.
Sense.
Of course.
It's New York City. Anthony
Broke
Ramos.
Up with my girl, damn, it's over. But I'll be high cause my true love is back home. Not gonna lie, hurts to see you leave. For the best and honestly, she gon' give me all the things you don't. Like sunshine on my dark days, yeah. She light up my world like parfait. Every time I don't think I can move.
She ended up finding maggots in the pastry.
The Mother Knows Death podcast. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Mother Knows Death, and listen today. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Soulja Boy, tell me.
Baby, you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now, so baby, kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. I'll see you later on. Kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. See you when I get home.
Baby, I know that you like me. You my future wifey. Soulja Boy, tell them, yeah. You can be my bunny. I can be your Clyde. You can be my wife. Text me, call me. I need you in my life. miss ya. I really wanna kiss you, but I can't.
So I can't. 9-8-2-1-2. Take me, you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now. So baby, kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. I'll see you later on, later on. Kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. See you when I get home. When I get home.
Baby, I've been thinking lately so much about you. Everything about you I like, yeah, I love it. Kissing you in public, thinking nothing of it. Roses by the dozen, talking on the phone. Baby, you so sexy, your voice is so lovely. I love your complexion. I miss ya, I miss ya, I miss ya. I really wanna kiss you, but I can't.
So I can't. 9-8-2-1-2. Baby, you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now.
Crash in the construction zone on 22 westbound by Fairway Drive. And if you're heading for 1 and 9 northbound along the Pulaski Skyway by 78, 22, and 21, at least one lane's blocked with a crash there. Once you're at the Holland Tunnel tolls, it's about 35 to 40 minutes. The inbound side of the Holland Tunnel from the Turnpike, right around 30. The Lincoln's 35, and the GW Bridge 25 to 30 for either level. The sport is sponsored by the New York Yankees. Come out to Yankee Stadium Friday, July 3rd for fireworks night presented by Baby Ruth. They'll have a spectacular post-game fireworks show to celebrate the 250th birthday of America. Visit yankees.com/tickets. I'm Bernie Viter with Total Traffic on Z100.
New York City weather.
Going to be a beautiful day today. Sunny up to 77. Then tonight down to the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, high 75, and maybe a random shower in some spots. Right now, 65 at Z100.
This report is sponsored by Capital One.
Capital One is a founding partner of iHeart Women's Sports Network. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase with the Capital One Venture X business card. Big purchasing power means you can spend more and earn more. The Capital One Venture X business card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Elvis Duran, Z100.
Elvis Duran. My friend Shauna has arranged, well, she had arranged for 10 of us to rent a beach house down the shore for the week. We didn't leave too much of a mess. We were good people. But I think it'd be funny if someone called Shauna at work from the realty company and told her she's not getting her $300 deposit back because we were slobs. She thought we did a perfect job organizing the house, but not after you guys get her on the phone. It's going to really screw with her head. This comes to us from Michelle. All right, Michelle, phone tapping her friend Shauna. Scary is going to call Shauna as the manager of the realty company. And Michelle's going to listen in on the other line. Let's listen in to today's phone tap.
This is Shauna.
Hi, how are you? It's Danny Capiluto from Genesis Realty at LBI. How's everything?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm the manager of the office over here, and I have some stuff that I've been wanting to talk to you about.
Okay.
Regarding the condition of the house after you guys left.
Okay.
Listen, I cannot give you your deposit back, so don't expect the $300.
And it's for what?
We noticed that one of the upstairs mattresses was sagging.
The big bedroom?
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't stay up there.
Okay.
It was sagging?
You know, it was caved in the middle a little bit.
All people did was sleep in it. I mean, it had to have been warped in the... There's a warped one in the other room on the bunk bed. The top one is warped. Nobody slept there because the mattress was so bad.
Was somebody, like, jumping on the mattress or something? Because that's what looked like happened.
I don't think so. I mean, we're not, like, five-year-olds staying there. I mean...
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, other activities go on those mattresses.
There's one girl that slept in that room who's getting married in 2 months. I highly doubt she was doing anything in her room but sleeping. I just don't understand how we could have broken her bed.
Had you not been so irresponsible...
I don't think we were that irresponsible.
Well, you know, that's not what I hear. The neighbors tell us everything. They videotape what's going on.
I know.
They take pictures.
That's fine. I mean, but...
You know, anytime the North Jersey crowd comes down, we just got to take extra caution.
Okay, I'm not from North Jersey, but that's okay.
Okay, well, Hoboken is listed here. You know.
I know. I grew up in Massachusetts.
Oh, all right. Excuse me. Okay.
We had the cops there one night. We were hanging out in the backyard.
A likely story. You guys left Coors Light and Miller Lite bottles everywhere.
Well, people drank and went out. I mean, it was never crazy.
Yeah, you guys are slobs. You don't clean up after yourselves.
Okay.
Our neighbors said there was about 18 people there at one time.
18?
Yes.
There was never that many people
18
there.
18 people in the house, yes.
There was never, maybe one night when people came back and hung out.
Uh-huh.
But there was never that many people sleeping there.
Uh-huh. Okay, I see. Mm-hmm. So 18 people slept over?
No,
that's,
you never.
Know, you're violating
never.
The code.
That never happened.
You're violating Beach Haven's code.
No,
you know that.
No, that never happened.
Okay.
You're really, really ruining my work day.
Well, you're ruining my work day because I have to go replace a saggy mattress that somebody rubbed uglies on.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm sorry that you're treating me so meanly, too, but...
I'm just doing my job, okay?
Okay.
You know, I have other customers to take care of today.
Is there someone else I can talk to?
No, I'm the manager here, okay?
You're not treating me very professionally.
I'm sorry, that wasn't in the contract.
To treat me professionally?
You didn't treat my house very professionally.
I've never been treated this way before in my life.
Massachusetts girl, let me tell you, welcome to the big city.
I've been in the big city for a while. I work here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really from the internet place?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, at this point, it's sounding like a phone tap.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It is a phone tap.
No.
It was all Michelle's idea.
Oh, great. I hate you.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap, only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Bitchy ass comments online.
Sauce on the side.
Oh, God, please.
A podcast hosted by Gandhi.
Are you okay?
No.
Open your free iHeartRadio app, search for Sauce on the Side, and listen today. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Quick, what are you getting your dad for Father's Day? If you don't have the answer right now, you need to go to Macy's. Their gift guide makes shopping for dad so easy. Shop Macy's Father's Day sale June 17th through June 21st at Macy's.com or in the store.
Isn't the best place to find the lovers, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love
love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. First day, mm-hmm. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. Mm-hmm. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. Mm-hmm. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. My waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new.
Oh,
We're all done. Let's come back and do the Wednesday show tomorrow. Danielle, what are we watching?
It's all about the World Cup. You've got four games going on tonight. Also, oh my gosh, that extra postseason reunion episode of Summer House is today.
A lot of stuff going on in town. Of course, World Cup and, of course, the Knicks leading up to the parade on Thursday. And let's not forget this Sunday, another big story. Sunday's the last day you can go to the Times Square Red Lobster. It's closing Sunday. Let's get out of here. Until tomorrow, say peace out, everybody.
Peace out, everybody.
Shot a snack. Yeah. T-Pain. Damn. Shot a snack. Shot Young Jock.
Yeah.
Hey, hey. She snapped.
Snap your fingers. Please stare. You can do it all by yourself. Let me buy you a drink. I'm T-Pain. You know me. Convict music, never boy. I know the club goes at three. What's the chance until you rolling with me? Back to the grid. Show you how I live. Let's get drunk and forget what we did. I'ma buy you a drink.
Ooh, I'ma take it home with me.
I got money.
Fruit and sex all in the atmosphere. I'ma let T-Pain sing it so he can make it clear.
Oh, yeah.
I won't be changing too.